Getting Out and About, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. On almost any weekend in the U.S., chances are there's a stamp collecting show near you. Some are big, with dozens of dealers, exhibits, seminars, and meetings. Others are small, maybe half a dozen dealers in a VFW hall. But some collectors don't think going to one is worth the time anymore. They say they can buy and sell stamps more comfortably on the internet, look at rare stamps online, and chat with other stamp collectors. It's not the same. Not every type of stamp can be bought on eBay. The site's fees are just too high for the very inexpensive, and most people would want to examine really expensive stamps in person before plunking down thousands of dollars for them. Some of my best finds have been in dealers' junk boxes at shows. They didn't know what they had and would never have offered it for sale online. As for the exhibits, seeing something rare in a book or on the web just isn't the same as seeing it in person in an exhibition. That's why museums stay in business. And interacting with other stamp collectors in person is invaluable, whether it's a casual conversation or passing on a tip with the actual stamps right there to look at. So I'm packing my bags for a couple of stamp shows this summer. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and a list of stamp shows this weekend, visit virtualstampclub.com.